When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get
the power of a cut above.
Decades of expertise to transform your home from so-so to virtuoso.
The power of neighborhood painters.
We live where you live and probably like the same pizza place you do.
Put the power of pro
to work for you today. Get your project started at CertaPro.com.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
When's the last time you did a little...
5 minutes ago!
5 minutes ago?
Gagged up.
Damn. That's a part of your partier.
No, honestly, unless it was on accident, I've never done the cocaine.
Never?
Never.
You loser.
No, well, scared.
I don't believe you.
Scared, man.
I'd be scared to do it now.
Well, look what happens even back in the day. Well, definitely now. Now, unless you know it's pure and you have a tester kit on you, there's so much fentanyl out there.
Well, you do have that. You just, if your buddy goes, hey, you want a little... Beep, burp, doot, doot. Then you go, you know what? You go ahead and we'll see where you're at in an hour. Yeah. And then if you're still around in an hour, then yes, I'll do that.
That's a good point. I used to do that with nasty girls back when I was working in the bar scene.
Yeah. Problem with that, though, is in an hour, it's gone.
Oh, no. But I was saying in a month, you know, I'd let, you know, my buddy bang a nasty girl first.
And then,
then I'd wait like 2 weeks and be like, how's your ding dong?
Yeah, but what if she was okay and he was infected and then infected her and then you got it?
Yeah, I didn't think about that back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came out okay,
You're doing a lot of cocaine back then.
Damn it. So much.
Brain wasn't
gacked
right.
Gacked up Tuesdays! 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I remember the first time me and the wife hooked up, right?
Which one?
The current
wife?
Current wife, yeah. Was using a condom, right?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's the dating scene, right? Now, listen, though. Halfway through, it was so, like, I didn't like it, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So halfway through, I just stop and I go, hey, do you have AIDS? And she goes, what? I go, answer my question.
You heard me, what I said.
Do you have AIDS? And she's like, no. And I go, me neither. And I ripped it off. And we never used one since.
Dude, I was really bad for a while. Just like I'd never used them.
Oh, my God.
And I was doing Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff for years.
Yeah.
I mean, never had a problem.
Russian roulette,
dude. I did have one time I had a bump.
Okay.
It looked like some sort of sore.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
On my ding dong. And I was like, well, it finally caught up to me. This is, you know, years and years of abuse. And I finally got caught. So I went to the, first of all, I'm broke.
Sure.
So I got a couple of doctors that are, or buddies that are doctors. And I was like, hey, man, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But would you entertain, you know, looking at this for me? And he goes, I mean, yeah, but do you really want me to do that?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. He goes, just go to the urgent care for $70.
Right.
So I did that. And then I got there, and he's like, okay, go ahead and take her out. And I did.
Well, take her on out there, buddy, and little whippy out.
And he's like, okay, well, that's either herpes or, what was the other one? Gonorrhea, I think.
He's like, that's a nice ding dong.
I was like, oh, come on, gonorrhea, let's go.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, baby.
Penicillin.
And then he goes, so I can take the gonorrhea test, and if it's not positive, then you can assume that it's herp.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, is there a test for the herp? He goes, yeah, but it's like $100-something. He's like, look, it's one or the other. And
wow.
Said, well, I think I would rather get, I'll spend the money on this one.
Can you imagine?
I need to know.
I wouldn't even know how to act if I was, because I would be so cheering for gonorrhea, which,
yeah.
Who does that?
Yep.
Gonorrhea! Gonorrhea! Gonorrhea!
Yeah, no, that's what I was doing. So I opted to get both tests, and the, I guess the first one, oh no, syphilis, not gonorrhea, syphilis. That so it was either syphilis or herp.
Syphilis. 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 Look, dude, for $50, you could have just went to a prostitute and said, I don't want to have sex. I just need you to take a little gander at my thingy.
Yeah.
Because they know. They're the real experts.
That's true.
You whip it out and she's like, baby, You got herpes.
And you like that accent.
It's Chinese.
Okay.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
So I went and did, I got both tests done. And I guess the syphilis one they have to get immediately because it can kill you. It can eat your brain, and that's what the Al Capone died from, I think.
Yeah.
So they have to know and get you on antibiotics real quick.
That's a whole different chant at that point.
Yeah.
Syphilis! Syphilis! Oh, I wish it was herpes.
So the test came back negative.
Yeah, obviously.
And I was like, no! Dang it! Okay. So then I started coping with the idea of, well, I have to take Valtrex now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You have to be, you can't be messing around anymore. You got to tell people that you have this thing before you get down.
You just have to find a baddie with the same bumpies.
Or that. I think they have apps for that, too, actually.
Yeah, it's like connectthedots.com or something.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's an Indian dating site.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so I waited, and I was like, 5 days, like, okay, well, this is my life now. I'm getting used to the idea. This sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. And I got a call back, and it's the doctor. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And it was just a, it was.
Dude, they should have a drum roll sound effect.
It was playing doctor. In my head. It was in my head.
Wouldn't
for
sure. you do that, though, if you were the doctor?
Yeah.
What did it, he's like, Mr. Koontz.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Koontz.
Yep.
Yes, this is Dr.
Rajiv.
Rajiv. Yeah. If you'll give me 1 second.
Sure, sure. Is that a drum roll?
It is. Just give me 1 second. I'm pulling out the envelope right now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. We had you down here for either herpes or syphilis.
Yep. That's true. Okay. The syph came back neg.
Got a neg on the syph. Okay.
So that means
for herpes, sir, Mr. William Koontz, you are negative. Have sex, my friend.
What a relief that was. So it ended up, like, shortly after that phone call, I pulled it was an ingrown hair.
Yeah. I had something similar, but I went to the free clinic. This was a long time ago. I went to the free clinic because that's what I thought you did. So I went to, like, Planned Parenthood or whatever it was where they could test you for stuff.
Yeah, I'd done that before, too. Yeah.
And the lady that the doctor that tested me that looked at my junk, I don't know, probably a 9?
Yeah.
Super hot.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. She's like, same thing. Whip it out. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to.
This isn't the porno scenario I've always thought of, you know? Like, she's definitely not banging me. One, I'm fat and ugly. Two, I probably have a venereal disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing. She goes, yeah, that looks like you have, like, an ingrown hair. So, that's definitely not anything. You don't have any VD of any kind. Yeah, just put some lotion on it or whatever. And I did, and it went away. It was fine.
I had a similar thing. It was just a normal checkup, though. I had health insurance at this time, so I went, like, used it. I went to all the specialists and doctors and got the whole routine done for that year. So I'm healthy for, like, years and years to come because of that 1 year with health insurance. But anyway, so the doctor comes in and he's like, hey, I got a student from USF. Is it okay if they come in?
Hold on, before you look at her, sir.
I was like, yeah, that's fine, sure. And it was a full exam,
yeah,
like a full checkup.
Yeah, man.
So
now you're a project, you're a class project.
Yeah,
nice.
So in comes the doc with the most beautiful girl that I've ever seen entire life. Dark hair, blue eyes, like freakish,
like the good version of Katy Perry.
Yes.
Not when she started getting weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. In that realm, for real.
Hell yeah.
And then they're doing all the stuff, and I did my blood work and everything. And then he's like, okay, I just need to check your testicles to make sure that, you know, I have cancer.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, we don't need to do that today.
No, we're going to do it, you little bitch.
He goes, no, you really should, you know, you haven't done, you know, haven't been examined in a while. So I was like, okay, here we go. So as I, like, got up, I tried to, you know, kind of shake her loose a little bit. Because it's cold. It's a doctor's office. It's cold in there.
Yeah, man. You need to try to wake it up.
Shake it loose.
Yeah, just a little bit. You don't want to completely mushroom cap there.
And I didn't do a very good job.
Sorry, dude.
And that girl saw my wiener.
Yeah.
And not all of its glory either.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was like the two scenarios are not stimulated at all. or boner, which would be way worse.
That would have been funny.
If you're just like very presentable, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. As you're undoing your zipper, you're like, well, I'm glad you're here, training student, because I got a little. Ta-da! Could you imagine, though? It's, they can see your pitch and intent before you even pull. Because you always wear, like, shorts. Knowing right. you were in there with, like, some basketball shorts on.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, oh, no. And you're like, yeah. And then, like, just vloop. And it just bing bong. You're like, there you are, folks.
I have to do the, oh, it's not you, lady. It's him.
Yeah.
To make her feel better.
Yeah.
Not creeped out. I just get too horny whenever this old man is in the room.
I only come here because he's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, I had a checkup last week. I'm fine.
Yeah. Dude, which one of those would you prefer? Like, Eggcorn or fully, like, the best boner you've ever had in your life? Where even you were like, wow, this is... looks great.
Honestly, I think I'd rather do the full-on boner. Like, the full biggest boner I've ever had in my life. Because then, you know, then maybe she's like, wow, maybe I am pretty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what's she going to do? What's she going to think I'm a freak? I'd rather think I'm a freak with a...
Yes, that would be the...
That's fine. Think I'm a freak with a big dong over a normal guy with a millimeter Peter. You know what I mean? I'll take freak.
All right.
You never know, because you were single at the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was.
So you may have ran across her on Tinder, and she might have been like, oh, it's the big
guy with the...
Yeah.
Not even, like, big, just, like, pretty penis.
She's like, I know two things about him. He doesn't have testicular cancer, and he has a sweet D.
He's got a nice vein that just cuts across like a lightning bolt through that thing. That is the best-looking dong
I can't
believe
they don't let us do more daytime radio.
When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get
the power of a cut above.
Decades of expertise to transform your home from so-so to virtuoso.
The power of neighborhood painters.
We live where you live and probably like the same pizza place you do.
Put the power of pro
to work for you today. Get your project started at CertaPro.com.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.